Kent Backus. I am the Associate Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
All right, Kent, so I understand that WTO has made a decision reportedly on Mexico and Canada's case against mandatory country of origin labeling by the United States. And I wanted to get some background from you just about what the case is and where we stand at this point.
The country of origin labeling is something that our industry has been, it's a policy, a marketing policy, not a food safety policy, but it's a marketing government mandated policy that has been discussed and has been voted on and debated since the early 2000s. And it wasn't until 2009 that it became law. But ever since then, there's been an ongoing dispute with Canada and Mexico in the United States at the WTO of whether or not that mandatory marketing program discriminates, causes discrimination and in the form of discounts for cattle, simply because the compliance costs place a burden on the packers to the point that it drives down demand for those cattle from that are born in Mexico and Canada. So they're going through the WTO process. The lower court ruled that the practices were discriminatory. So the United States appealed that, and the appellate court upheld that decision. And so they said, the United States, you need to come into compliance while you're technically allowed to have a country of origin labeling type program. What you have in place is not legal under international trade laws. It causes discrimination, and it's an unfair practice. So, in order to come into compliance, USDA issued a new set of standards for country of origin labeling, for mandatory country of origin labeling, that went into effect in May 23rd of 2013. That was USDA's attempt to try to come into compliance with WTO's ruling. Now, that rule was then appealed by the Canadian government and the Mexican government, saying that it created even more discrimination, causing even more damage. So a compliance panel was formed under the WTO to look and see if this May 23rd rule brought the U.S. into compliance. They've been considering all of the facts and all of the data, all of the arguments, for the better part of a year, and in early February of 2014, the compliance panel heard from the witnesses again, heard from both, you know, all sides, and the ruling from the compliance panel of whether that May 23rd rule brought the USDA into compliance, that is the ruling that we're waiting to hear from. Now there's you know, because of confidentiality and things like that, the parties are not able to talk about that. So we don't know what the ruling is. We anticipate, you know, probably here in the next few months that'll become public, and you know, after they've been able to, you know, follow up all the other technical things they have to do. But we don't know what that decision is. There's plenty of speculation around that. But if the United States is found, if they're found not to be compliant, if that May 23rd rule, that restrictive new mandatory country of origin labeling rule, if that's found to not be in compliance with the WTO decision, then we could probably see the next phase, which would be some kind of relief for Mexico and Canada, which would probably come in the form of retaliatory measures. Canada and Mexico have been pretty open publicly that they are they're eager to implement retaliation on a vast number of goods not just beef and pork, but a lot of other agricultural goods and manufactured goods to try to, you know, recoup some of their losses and really just to place a lot of pressure on our policymakers to change that law. So that's where we stand right now. And, you know, there's some speculation as to what that decision will look like, but to be perfectly honest with you, we won't know until it's made public by the WTO and the parties that are involved.
What is the deal with this confidentiality thing? I mean, so the ruling has been made, but the parties, as you call them, I assume that that means the governments of each of the three
right.
countries. So what's the deal with confidentiality? Why do they have to sit on it for a period of time?
Sometimes there are additional questions or there's additional information that has to be provided. But until that, I guess they have a little bit of a, you know, cooling off period where they can have time to provide that information. But that's just part of the court's rulings and part of the you know, going through the WTO. They want to make sure they've got everything, you know, clear before they make the public announcement.
Why is this issue so important to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association?
Well, for NCBA, this has been a very passionate issue for the beef industry. There's people on both sides of this, and you know, this really comes down to who can do a better job of marketing our products, the government or the producers. We feel that as the beef industry, you know, we listen to consumers, we listen to the market trends, market demands, and we try to meet that as much as possible. So we want the opportunity to market our product in the best possible way. Mandatory country of origin labeling has not produced any profits. It has not done anything to improve consumer confidence. It's ended up being a protectionist measure that's caused two of our largest export markets to threaten serious retaliation in the form of tariffs on our products and on our cattle. So it's kind of a no-brainer for us when we think about the greater scheme of things. The federal government's not good at marketing products, and this is not a food safety issue. It's not a consumer issue. This is about marketing, and this is about the government putting their nose in there and trying to set these standards that have nothing to do with food safety. We listen to consumers, and we look at what they want, and we do everything we can to try to meet that demand. We don't need the government putting more regulatory burdens on our product, on our producers, when it's not going to add a dime to any of our bottom lines.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add, Kent?
I would just encourage everybody this 4th of July to go out and get some good beef and throw it on the grill.